Eclipse here.
Will you take a moment to explore a world with me? A world where a big black bird is a reminder of someone you miss, and there's this tiny voice of a friend that is looking out for you. This is the world where dreams live while you're awake. Welcome to Eclipse's Star Stuff Stories.
Once upon a midnight dreary, while I pondered weak and weary over a many a quaint and curious volume of forgotten lore, while I nodded, nearly napping, suddenly there came a tapping, as of someone gently rapping at my chamber door.
You want me to get that?
I beg your pardon?
The tapping at your, something door? What did you call it?
Chamber.
Yeah, that. You could have just said bedroom, but chamber is fun too, I guess. Oh, I don't mean to yuck your yum or nothing. You want me to see who's at the door?
'Tis some visitor, I muttered, tapping at my chamber door. Only this and nothing more.
Oh, wait! You know what? That must be my pizza. I ordered some pizza the other day and it never showed up. Maybe it's finally here.
Do not open that!
But I'm hungered!
Sir, said I, or madam, truly your forgiveness, I implore. But the fact is, I was napping.
Oh no, you were napping? I hate it when something wakes me up during nap time. It makes me grumpy. You feeling grumpied?
Grumpied?
Yeah, like there's a volcano in your belly, but it won't explode and release the pressure, so it just grumbles and it bubbles a lot. You want me to get that, or?
Here I opened wide the door. Darkness there, and nothing more.
No pizza? Dang it. Where did my pizza go?
Deep into that darkness peering, pizza? Long I stood there wondering, where fearing, doubting, dreaming dreams no mortal ever dared to dream
pizza,
before.
Pizza, here, boy. Pizza, come here.
Silence was unbroken. And the stillness gave no token. And the only word there spoken was the whispered word, Lenore.
Ooh, who's Lenore?
This I whispered, and an echo murmured back the word,
Lenore.
Merely this and nothing more.
Who said that?
Did you hear that?
Lenore? You out here? Hey, where are you going? I think your friend Lenore
back
is...
Back to the chamber turning, all my soul within me burning. Soon again I heard a tapping, somewhat louder than before. Surely, said I. Surely that is something at my window lattice. Let me see then where thereat is and this mystery explore. Let my heart be still a moment and this mystery explore. Tis the wind and nothing more.
Well, I know it's not my pizza. I heard that Lenore whisper, though. I think your friend is outside.
Open here, I flung the shutter. When, with many a flirt and flutter, in there stepped a stately raven of the saintly days of yore.
What the what? That is a very large black bird.
Not the least obeisance made he, not a minute stopped or stayed he, but with the mien of lord or lady perched above my chamber door. Perched upon a bust of Pallas just above my chamber door. Perched and sat, and nothing more.
You want me to call somebody? Some sort of a bird rescue group or something?
Ghastly, grim, and ancient raven wandering from the nightly shore. Tell me what thy lordly name is on the night's Plutonian shore.
Quoth the raven,
Nevermore.
Hold the phone! Call the local news channels! That bird can talk! Oh, make him talk again.
But the raven, sitting lonely on the placid bust, spoke only that one word, as if his soul in that one word did he outpour. Nothing farther than he uttered.
not a feather than he fluttered, till I scarcely more than muttered, other friends have flown before. On the morrow he will leave me, as my hopes have flown before. Then the bird said,
Nevermore.
He did it again? I gotta get this on video. You got a cell phone?
I'm sorry, what?
Cell phone. Or camera.
What is a cell phone?
You're hilarious acting like you never heard of a cell phone. Wait, were you serious? Am I dreaming? Are you dreaming? Where am I?
Respite! Respite and nepenthe from thy memories of Lenore. Quaff, oh quaff this kind nepenthe and forget this lost Lenore. Quoth the raven.
Nevermore.
Oh, you're missing Lenore. Is Lenore gone? You want a hug? It's okay to feel sad or mad about someone you miss.
Prophet, said I, thing of evil. Prophet still is bird.
Whoa, let's not take our feelings out on the bird, though. Hi, bird. That's a nice bird. Good bird.
Quoth the raven, nevermore.
Okay, raven. You're not helping. It was cool the first two times, but...
Be that word our sign of parting, bird or fiend. I shrieked, upstarting. Get thee back into the tempest and the night's Plutonian shore.
You know, maybe some alone time would be good, Raven. Perhaps you have somewhere else to be. I know a real hip bird feeder down the street. The old lady there. Well, she'll give you a big full belly of crumbs and nom-noms.
Quoth the raven.
Nevermore.
Okay, now you're just poking the bear. Oh, Mr. Edgar Allan Poe. I'm gonna give you a hug now. And you're just gonna let it all out, okay?
And the raven, never flitting, still is sitting. Still is sitting on the pallid bust of Pallas just above my chamber door. And the lamplight o'er him streaming throws his shadow on the floor. And my soul from out that shadow that lies floating on the floor shall be lifted nevermore.
Do you like ice cream, Mr. Poe?
Chocolate?
You like chocolate ice cream?
Two scoops.
My treat.
I think I might like to visit a library as well.
We can definitely do that. Make sure you have your library card.
I need to return this book.
Let me see that. How to talk to birds.
It didn't work.
Well, maybe we try a book on how to live with birds.
I suppose I must accept what I cannot control.
Yep. Just like I accepted that my pizza is lost forever.
This adaptation of Edgar Allan Poe's The Raven was written, edited, and produced by Amber Ray Snyder, with violin by Maria Noble Kloss. Special thanks to the voices of Chris Cornwell and Shayna Toby. For more information on Star Stuff Stories and The Eclipse Show, please visit us at theeclipseshow.com. Bye-bye.